Do you have regrets posting this or triggering this campaign to get Kasukwere's son deported?
I have no regret whatsoever. Look, as I said in that article, I have no personal vendetta of any parent out of Zimbabwe or any politician who wants the best out of their children anywhere in the world, right? But I've got a problem with the people who disenfranchise their fellow Zimbabweans, you know, through violence, through looting, through mismanagement of the economy, so that they get almost everything out of the confusion.
Don't you think you're being unfair to a child who perhaps doesn't even support what his father does and says?
Look at it. Of course, I'm not going to say that he is 100% what his father is doing. Although I can also disclose that the same information that I got within this year, within this Manaka article, is because the same son has been bridging Ariko Kokoswans. Zimbabwe is because they are less.
He's been bragging, you mean?
Oh, yes. That's how we think him now.
Is it?
What? Yes.
Is there evidence for that?
Zimbabwe is because of their own making. Because they are lazy.
Is there evidence?
Zimbabwe, they are rich.
Is there evidence for that? Is there in the form of some recorded media or stories that we could access?
No. I didn't record it because at the time of that information, to me, it was... I wasn't aware of it when I was at the funds. I didn't record it, but what I did was to say, okay, fine, let me verify this information. I was not even sure whether that information was credible information.
So how did you verify?
Upon verification, yes, it's true. That's where he is. And it's true. No degree of arbiter. The person I have thought I'm not going to go to the degree of arbiter. But out of my investigation, I got all the details.
And you found out that he specifically uttered those words to the effect of saying Zimbabweans in that country are lazy.
Yeah, that information comes from from one source, but this is a person. This student, I know to how he papas one.
But
with other students, students, you know, he wants to be known. It's like some students are in the underground.
What about this report that we have received that this child is an estranged child of Kasukwere's? He's not really a resident son, as it were. He is from a small house. So we should perhaps look at him being a distant son.
No. Kasukwere, not three. Okay? He's got three children. With a current wife. Okay, not the small house. Takutwa, Natasha, and Christian. And this one is Takutwa. And Takutwa is the elder son. It's not a small house. If there are any small house children, they will be smaller than him.
Do you feel that the deportation of Takutwa will help to put pressure on the regime to do something, or this is merely your expression of anger and protest at what is going on in the country. I mean, how significant do you think this action would be?
I think, okay, first and foremost, the putting a such hypocrisy in the public domain, right? We hope Zimbabwe to understand the type of leadership that we have, right? Where we are going and why we have reached such an economic meltdown, trusting such people, right? That's one aspect. The second aspect is that the Zimbabweans at the moment are suffering to the core bone because of people like Xavier Kasukuere. Xavier Kasukuere are a minister of indigenization, right? He actually triggered the bill for indigenization, by the way. And he made every commercial company, difficult to perform its business, day-to-day business continuity, to such an extent that so many businesses closed, offloading so many people on the street who are, at the moment as we speak, who are suffering. Children, whether we are talking about, you know, people just being offloaded to the street like that because of his policies, Yakaita initiated Kiev Ajazak. Foreign direct investment, the problem that we have today where investors don't trust the Zimbabwean policies is because of Xavier Kasukuere. He was not on the bench. There are other my cabinet ministers who either several ministerial positions, but they were nowhere near Kasukuere's invoking a bill that actually punishes his own people through an indigenization bill, which even by now the government, and Patrick Chinamasa I can't say they've revoked, but they sort of have shelved it to appear as if they are not to continue with the Kasukuere legacy. And all what we are saying is that we need to venge our anger to the establishment. And when we say establishment, we mean all those, including those who have been beneficiaries of proceeds of crime. And by so, what I mean is even me. When these people were under the EU sanctions, EU didn't just target Xavier Kasukuere as a minister. It actually extended to their families. And this is how the law works. You extend to the families as well. So that the family, is at a micro level, can also put pressure against their own parents. Why globally, if an individual is listed, an individual is under targeted sanctions, it means the wife, that person, sometimes extended families, of course their children, becomes the first line of fire. And this is no different. We want Takuza to go back and say, I think you messed up. You messed up my life, you messed up Zimbabwe's life.
So thank you very much for your time.
This is Zimai Media, broadcasting all around the world. On the spot, on the dot.